Thanks for calling Atlantic Pressure Washing. This is Sam speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Sam. This is Charlie over here at Local Splash Show. We spoke earlier this morning. You told me to give you a call around this time.
Perfect. Yes. How's it going?
It's going great. It's Wednesday, so we're halfway there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It is Wednesday. That was like that.
Yeah.
Every day is a day for me.
Yeah. Well, you guys are business owners, so it doesn't really matter what day it is. You guys just know the sun comes up and you got to go to work, right?
Sort of. Yeah. Pretty much.
They'll just bunched into one. Yeah. No, my dad's a business owner himself, and I'll call him like on Saturday and I'll be like, hey, Dad, what's going on? How you doing? And he's like, I'm working. Let me call you in about 10 minutes. All right. Sounds good.
Talk to you then.
Yeah. Talk to you then. I'm in the middle of something. All right. Sounds good. So, I know where you guys are coming from, but it's good though. And I know like you guys are doing good stuff with the Atlantic pressure washing, like we talked about earlier. And you wanted me to kind of call you here to go over all the metrics with you and your husband. I know, unfortunately,
yeah, he's
COVID
phone.
Too. Okay.
Yeah. Let me stop, pop you on speakerphone 1 second.
Okay.
Say hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how's it going? How you feeling?
I'm all right.
I heard heard you got the COVID.
Yeah, I've been better.
Nice, nice. A little remedy that my dad would always give me, especially when I got COVID, he would give me chicken broth and what is it called? Garlic. Just so you know, garlic is like a remedy there. It's a natural remedy because it opens up your pores and it just kind of allows everything to flow out. So you might stink, but hey, it works.
I'm married. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
And I do love garlic.
Who doesn't? Yeah, no, absolutely. but I know I was talking to Sam earlier today. I don't know if she caught you up with everything that we talked about. We had reached out to her with an available listing for the first page placements of Google. We understand that you guys do have a little bit of web presence there in the area, but what we're going to do is actually program your page to the first page placement. So now anytime that somebody searches within the Rhode Island area, your business would pop up at that time of them searching, and then they would be able to just click to call you guys directly. Okay.
Sure. I mean, I've got a good understanding of SEO. I just don't
Perfect.
Know how to do it or have the inclination to do it.
It's a lot. I'll say this. My tech team puts in 100 hours of just the first month alone to program one Google Business Profile. So
yeah,
I can only imagine your guys' deal where you guys have a business and she did mention that you guys have kids as well plus SEO. You guys probably be ready to pull your hair out at that point.
Yeah. I'm also taking on that task.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, too, we run a paired service for you. So not only do we help you with the SEO there and we take that on for you, but we also run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So the benefit to that is anybody that searches on Google will able to retarget those people on Facebook with Atlantic Pressure Washing, and it'll pop up on their feed. So now they'll see you on both platforms.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about there? Does that make sense?
I do. You guys also, do you go into like Google Ads at all and retarget through that?
So we can do Google Ads. Google Ads are not retargeting ads. They're just targeted ads. So it would be at the top of the page. As a sponsorship, we can do something like that as well. It just depends on how far you guys are really looking to take your business out. So Google Ads are really good for a 100-mile radius where it's a little more expensive, where when you're kind of in your neighborhood there in a 50-mile radius, the retargeting campaign through Facebook is just a lot more better bang for your buck, but it's also a cheaper rate as well to kind of get in that market. So it just depends on where you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I set up my Facebook ads and my Google ads myself, and my Facebook ads were doing pretty well.
Nice.
My Google ads were crushing it.
Nice.
I was getting so much return on my Google ads. And one option that's in there that I just never knew how to take advantage of was like retargeting returning customers.
Right.
Like people that, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but I was assuming it was people that was were searching for my company and would see my ad, and then maybe Google would, like, show the ad to those specific IP addresses over and over. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it kind of works the same as the Facebook, right? Like, you search something on Google, and then you start seeing that, you know, new truck or tool that you guys searched all over the place because it's just following the IP. It works the same way. Yeah, it does. It's just the difference is the pricing. So for Google Ads, the cost per click is a lot more money than your Facebook campaigns. So that's why the difference is about $200, I would say, in the difference. So like for the Facebook retargeting campaigns with the SEO, it would be just $249 month to month. With the Google Ads, it would be $449 month to month. And we allocate an ad budget to each of that. So with the $249, you would have $100 go to your Facebook campaign for retargeting. For the Google, you would actually have $300 plus $100 credit. So you would have actually $400 right there for your Google advertising. And that's all included in the set price there. We take that on for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. So you're saying, we'll just focus on one at a time. So you've got Facebook ads.
Sure.
And you manage the Facebook ads for
$200? $249 month to month.
Okay. You guys don't do a percentage of the ad spend?
Nope. We take from the $249 month to month, we allocate $100 from that $249, and it stays at that flat rate. So whether you guys get 10 jobs from that ad spend there or you get 100 jobs, it's always $249 at a flat rate. We do not take a percentage. We do not charge you per click, per call, per job, anything like that.
Okay. Now what do you do for the ads? You just set up the retargeting, or do you write ad copy?
Yes. All of the above. We set up the ad copy for you. If you guys want to provide us with a picture from your guys' work, we actually prefer that instead of like a stock image because it makes it more authentic for the ad itself. So we set it up, we write the copy, and then if you want to provide us with the picture, we put that picture on there, and then we run it out to those people that have searched your services on Google. We can place you in specific cities and zip codes as well within your radius that you would like to target, but yes, we do take that on for you.
Okay.
Same thing with Google. If you're going to ask me about the Google deal, we do the same thing as we create the advertisement for you for the Google ads if you want to go that route. We write the copy. We do it all for you so that way you guys don't have to sit in front of the computer and do it. We kind of just take that off your shoulders and work with you on it.
Okay.
I have some questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions. So you pay monthly, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And if, like, by the first month we're like, can we cancel at any time?
Yeah, you can cancel at any time. There's no contracts. I mean, we do ask for just a 2-month verbal agreement, but there's no early termination fees. You're not locked into like a 3, 6, 12-month contract of any sort. But just for the SEO takes a little longer. I mean, I'm sure you guys know that already with the background. So the SEO does take around 45 to 60 days to get on the first page with all the service you provide. Again, you guys have that verification done already, so typically it's a lot faster. I just like to kind of keep it around that because at worst, I don't want you being mad at me if you said, hey, you said this. I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver for you guys at that point. But yeah, to your question, yes, you can cancel at any time. The only thing we ask is you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you're not charged for the next month of service for you guys.
Okay, cool. And is there any kind of like guarantee or anything like that?
Guarantee in what, like customers and stuff?
Yeah. Or like that we get on the first page?
Yeah, so there's no guarantees. Google doesn't allow us to use the word guarantee because they've just had a lot of bad experiences with it. So we can't utilize the word guarantee, but what we do to ensure the results for you guys is, like I said before, is we only work with one company per industry per area. As a Google Channel partner, they only allow us to have one spot because it's a conflict of interest. Now, if we start working with your competitor, you're starting to rotate off, you're not happy, then it's a bad experience. You guys hate Google at that point. I've had it happen before. So that's why they're like, no.
So yeah, go ahead. I've got a kind of a similar question, and
sure.
I'm hungry, so I'm already forgetting what I want to ask. But I'll stick with this one for now.
Sure.
All right, so you guys say that you're going to get us on the front page.
Yes.
And it's cool that you have no conflict of interest there, because I did have a question about that.
Okay. But
what if there's another company promising another pressure washer that he's going to be the front page, and then
right.
there's like five, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How can everybody be promised that they'd get the front page?
No, good question. So there's only a handful of us that have the Google Authenticity badge on our website that are Google Channel Premier partners. So for us, those are for those spots there. Yes, there'll be thousands of SEO companies that are trying to get their feet wet that are saying, hey, we can get you there. Those guys, and if they can do it, will usually take 6 months to get to the first page of Google in any type of results. So with us,
okay.
we have that expedite. We can expedite that a little faster because we have the Premier Channel partner. Again, there's only a handful of us that have that authenticity badge with Google. So, it's almost like it just kind of picking which one you want to work with at that point to do it. So
okay.
there are people that utilize other services for it. But at the end of the day, it just depends on what channel partner is servicing their customers at that point. Some people do like restaurants. Some people do gyms. You know what I mean? We tailor fit ours to service
sure.
companies like yourself.
Okay. Now, are you guys working with any other companies that do pressure washing, soft washing, roof washing, gutter cleaning? Like, we cover a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Are there other companies that you guys are doing in the area?
No, because it'd be a conflict of interest.
Well, I understand that, but, like, because we do so much,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, we probably offer 10 services. So there really is nobody else that do any of those services that you guys are working with?
Yeah, because how it works here is you're up to 15 to 20 key phrases. So we have, it goes by verticals.
Okay.
So basically, like for pressure washing companies, you guys, like you kind of mentioned, you guys do soft washes, you guys do gutter cleaning, you guys do roof cleaning, some people do window cleaning, some people even do like home cleaning as well. So it falls under
yeah.
this vertical that we have to go by. So that's why the answer is no, because it's a conflict
okay.
of interest. Like I said, even if we were to hire a gutter cleaning service and we're hiring a pressure washing company that does the same, it doesn't match together. Red flag
okay.
there for us. So we have to make sure that we have to fall in with those verticals.
Okay.
Any other questions on behalf of the service for you guys there?
Yeah, I've got at least two more questions. So
sure. Yeah, no problem. Ask away.
I can backtrack for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam was asking, like, you know, hold on one second.
Sure.
Oh, I'm not sure, buddy. Can you check your room? Or is it in the car?
For what? Yes.
For the dog? For the puppy? Cancel any time. So what's to stop us from canceling any time? And I mean this in a polite way, I think
sure.
I should say, but like, you know, what is the value after you guys set up the ads? Are you like continuing keyword research or, you know, like what goes into that monthly 150 or 250?
Yeah, good question. So the monthly for it, it goes for the programming each and every month. So it's making sure that you guys are constantly programmed for the most popular search phrases in your guys' area for the services that you provide. So my tech team always stays on top of that for you guys, right? So when you stop SEO, it's like a horse race that never ends. When you stop SEO services, what happens is you start to dwindle off of the first page because everybody else is doing it, so they're trying to move above you. So it's a constant race, right? Also, yeah. Too, for your ad campaign, we're constantly optimizing the ad to making sure that you do get the best results possible. Again, why somebody would cancel within the first month? Expectations. I like to set the proper expectations for my clients here because it's only going to benefit you guys at the end of the day. If somebody says like, hey, we can get you up there tomorrow, and then they get on an onboarding call with my tech team and my tech team goes, hey, you know, SEO takes a little bit of time, and they're like, what? Then they want to cancel.
Yeah,
right?
No, I mean, I've read enough about it to know that it's more of a marathon than a sprint.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was just curious, you know, on your end, if it's like a set it and forget it, or if it's
it's a constant battle. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a constant battle. And that's what I was saying, like, for you guys, trying to manage the SEO side for you guys, I hear the kids in the background. And then running a business as well, it's going to be very stressful and challenging at the end of the day. So that's why most people, they have services like this. I'll say to you like this. My dad's been in business for 25 years. And he tells me, Charlie, I, as a business owner, cannot physically take this on and do this each and every day for my business. I just don't have any time. So he runs the same concept here. We do the Facebook retargeting campaigns and the Google Business Profile. And he lives in Washington, so he actually stays pretty busy by himself. But it just takes a load off of him because now he doesn't have to facilitate that time. He can spend it with his family up there. He can, you know, with his wife. He can
spend
time with his dog, stuff like that. And then he can also allocate that time to his business. So that's where we kind of help you guys out there. Time sensitive for you guys as well.
All right. So I did a free trial on SEMrush and looked at all that stuff, and
sure.
I remember. So if I searched like window cleaning, it would tell me the popularity by month. Mm-hmm. Like a pretty basic line graph.
Sure.
Are you guys able to, so like, you know, in the fall and in the winter we do hanging holiday lights.
Okay, cool.
Are you able to see or like advise us like, hey, holiday lights are trending on, you know, whatever programmer you use, you guys should start doing this?
We don't really just tell you like, hey, holiday lights are trending now. Once it starts getting to like the holiday season, we typically start to work with companies who do holiday lights. So if you want to do that, we can program you for that. In the October, I mean, depending on when you do it. I mean, people do holiday lights for, Halloween, right? So they start going late December, early October. If you want to start having us program you that for that so people can call you for holiday lights, we can do that as well too. That's not an issue. We can be able to help you there.
Okay, yeah, because that's definitely a service that we offer. And
oh, cool.
You know, like I don't know when the optimum time to start it is, so I was just curious if you guys... You know.
Typically, it's around the end of September is to start to programming you there. And then in October, you know, people start to put their lights up early October because they want to start showing their Halloween stuff. So first week of August.
Yeah, of course.
And people start to hit the lights for that. And then once October hits, you either go into, depending on who you are and how you do it, you either go into Christmas or you go into Thanksgiving, depending on who you are.
Are you working with a holiday light installer?
Not at the moment. So typically what happens is holiday light installers, they usually cancel the service if that's what they're doing. So as of right now, we don't have anybody in the area. But what I can do is I can close out that position for you here, and then that way I can put in the notes, come October 1st or September, the last week of September, we can start programming you for holiday lights as well.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and it's just the question here. I mean, I know we've been talking about the $249 month-to-month for the Facebook ads. Is that the one that you guys are going to be wanting to go with, or would it be the Google ads that you would want to go with?
Maybe just the Facebook ads. My wife's motioning to me.
I was going to so this is what I always tell our clients is, do the most bang for your buck, is going to be the Facebook ads. Get familiar with us, have us help you out, get the results under your belt. After you do that, if you guys want to push up to the higher advertising at that point, we can go from there on, right? Cause now you're not throwing a bunch of money at the advertisement at first, and we can kind of stair step everything up into it. Okay.
Okay. So right now I'm running Facebook ads and Google ads. Would be more advantageous just to like devote everything to Facebook ads, you think?
You can keep the Google ads if you would like. That's not a problem. You could even keep your Facebook ads. We're going to run a retargeting campaign for you. So typically a lot of people that are running ads, they're running new advertisements to people that don't necessarily have the interest, right? Or they don't know your company yet. What we're doing here is we're following these guys over from Google. So it's a more detailed and targeted advertisement. So that's the kind of ad that we're running. If you want to keep what you're doing, that's fine too. It's all up to you at that point.
Okay. So I do have another question.
Sure.
So you said you were Google certified?
Yes, we have our authenticity badge on our website, yes.
So what does that mean and how do you get it?
So one, you have to show results through Google. So on our Google page, if you look on localsplash.com, we have over 900 and I think we're at 990 reviews on a 4.2 out of 5-star rating. Within 19 years of business. So we have to actually report back to Google and show like, hey, these are most of our customers here are getting these types of results. These are the types of results they're getting. And we have to maintain a status with them, right? So if you actually go to our website, which I'll send to you in a text message here. Give me one sec.
My wife's actually on it right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I actually sent you just a text message to our pricing page alone. So it'll have our Google partnership there. If you click the colorful G on that link that I just sent to you, it actually takes you to google.com and it says Local Splash is a premier channel partner and we meet all the requirements to be that partner there.
Okay.
And on that link too, you'll actually see the platinum package runs for like $5.99 month to month with the $2.99 setup fee. So you guys get the discounted rate from when I talked to Sam, because you guys have the established business credit from my mapping coordinator earlier today. So we were able to get that pricing reduction all the way to just $2.49 month to month for you guys.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, one question I've had from the beginning that I keep forgetting about.
Okay.
I set my website up on Wix.
Okay.
And I've read here and there that Wix or Squarespace are tough to optimize. Is there any truth to that?
Yes and no. So I'll be honest, though, to how we do the websites. Yes, they are optimized for Google. If you wanted us to build one, we build ours on not Squarespace. What is that called? Man, now I just draw the blank. I'll remember what we do it on there.
I always draw a blank on this.
Yeah.
You build your website on
yeah.
WordPress.
WordPress, there it is. Yes, WordPress. Yeah, so we utilize WordPress as well. That's what we do it on. But we connect it to the Google Business Profile. So even if you're going to do the SEO for a website, it comes up under the map section as a link. So it takes around like 8 to 12 months to get there. With the Google Business Profile and connecting it there, it allows you to get that to that first page placements a lot faster. So that's why we always connect it there. And that's where 90% of the traffic is going, is on that first page placements of Google. So
you connect it through WordPress?
If you already have one, I would say to keep it, but we just connect it to your Google Business Profile if it's not connected already.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is connected. So you're not going to come in and make a new website on a new,
platform
builder
Yeah, no. We're just going to keep yours there so that way we can just facilitate that to the first page placement.
Okay, so I'll still have access to my website?
Yes, sir, 100%.
Okay. Okay.
I know. It's only if you don't have one, we can build one for you, but, I mean, you have one, so there's really no need to build one. You see what I mean?
I gotcha, yeah.
Yeah.
So Wix or Squarespace or websites like that, they don't inhibit you from SEO, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I always saw, like, some people said they did, and, you know, some people said, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
I was curious about your company. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I can hear you.
I was reading something about your company, and, like, uh-huh. One lady said that she can't get back into her stuff because
okay.
She shared her password.
Interesting. When was that?
I don't know. I just read a review and I was like,
Is it a recent review? No, we don't change the passwords either. So, you know, I can't really say like what happened there because I don't know what review that is or what lady it was. But typically what happens is you guys are ahead of the curve where you guys already have a lot of these things set up. Most of the time what happens is we have to build all these things out for a business owner itself. So we create the passwords for them, and then we say, here's the password, right? So if they don't have that access or if they don't, like, remember or anything, and then they're like, I'm locked out, it's like, okay.
No, okay, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, I don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be a reasonable explanation.
There are people that doesn't have that. Go ahead.
Oh, for sure. I get it. Like, this is a hard concept for a lot of people, so I can imagine it's a lot of patience on local questions. My next question was, do I have, like, a dedicated rep? Like, are you the person I call, or do I just call Local Splash when I have a concern or I want to talk to somebody about something?
So, yes and no. Okay, so we have a full team here that has experience for different deals. So you'll talk to somebody that's dedicated to Facebook because they're the expert in Facebook there. You'll have a dedicated for the Google Business Profile because they're experienced there. So we have different people that are the experts there. You guys always have access to me though as well. So yes, you will have our customer service number where you'll be able to contact my tech team. 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then you'll always have my extension as well if you guys need to talk to somebody or something's just not getting done and you're like, hey, we want to change this. Can you just do it for me? Absolutely. You guys can reach out to me. I always have an open door policy here, and I always say if I don't answer, please don't get discouraged. I'm busy too here, so always just leave me a message, and I always get back to my clients within an hour of them reaching out. My tech team is world class here as well, so they will actually let me know if you say, hey, can you transfer me over to Charlie? They'll let me know if I'm on a phone call. They'll say, hey, he's in a meeting or on a call. He'll call you right back, and I typically get back with you within that hour.
Okay, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem.
How long have you been at this company?
I've been at this company for about a year now, but I've been doing this type of work for about 6 years.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Yeah. Thank
you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. I actually used to run my own company. We had to shut it down due to family issues, but I found Local Splash. I saw that, you know, they're a very trusted company within the industry, 19 years in business. Google Premier Channel partners, so that's why I went with them. And then I was able to bring a lot to the table with helping them out with, you know, the experience of with the SEO and the Facebook retargeting campaigns. So I really enjoy it.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sorry to hear about the family stuff. I hope everything's okay. But
no, I appreciate it. It's stuff. Life happens, right? So.
Yeah, that's
no, it's okay. So how this would work here is once we do secure the listing, everything gets sent over to you guys in a text message and in email. I stay on the phone with you guys. I also walk you through a voice verification. That gets sent to you guys in writing with the pricing structure. That way, if inflation goes up or we change our prices or anything like that happens, you're always grandfathered in at the $249 rate month to month. Okay?
Cool.
Perfect.
Very cool.
Okay.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we go a little lower if we do both?
What do you mean?
So it's like, both. How much was Google?
So the Google was $449 month to month without the Facebook ads. If you want to do both combined together, if you want to do Google, Facebook, and the SEO all together, that one is $599 month to month. And it's because we allocate $300 to the Google, and then we allocate $100 to your Facebook.
That's for the ads?
In ad spend?
In ad spend alone, yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Yeah, in ad spend alone.
All right, yeah, we'll do it.
Okay, let me see here. Which one would you guys want to do, the whole thing?
Yeah, we'll do both of them.
Okay, let me see here. And just out of curiosity here, because I do see the that's not you guys. Hold on, they got the same name as you there. Just
Atlantic
sure.
Clean and Treat.
Yeah. I see Atlantic Pressure Washers, but it's in Maryland, so I'm like, that's not you guys.
So we're in Rhode Island. Do you
are you right now, Charlie?
So we are located in California. We've been in Fountain Valley, California for about 19 years. So we opened here. We're right by Disneyland.
Awesome. Oh, I thought that there were, like, multiple locations for some reason. Oh, that's cool.
Can I ask where we got selected over other pressure washers in our area?
Well, Sam actually answered the phone call, so that's one of the reasons.
I work in sales, right? I work in sales, too, so I'm such a sucker for other sales people because I'm just like, I know it's hard. Like, you know?
No, so what actually happens, so this is the process, what happens. We get notification through Google. They say, hey, you guys have a listing in this area for this category. Here's a qualified candidates list of all the companies with this category in the area. Call the area and see who you guys can facilitate that listing to. Once you guys facilitate that listing, close out the category and move on to the next one. So that's how it works. So you guys were placed on the qualified candidates list. And like literally because we had called you like right when we opened, it was what, 10 o'clock your time or something like that. And we said, call me back later. I basically put the spot on hold so that way our other agents here wouldn't call out to the area. So that's how you guys got selected.
Oh, nice.
I got a question.
Sure.
I know. We're probably annoying. I'm sorry, because I think I already asked this question, but I don't remember the
answer. No worries.
I got COVID right now.
Sure.
I hope at least I'm being polite. Do you guys do on-website SEO?
What was that one more time?
How are we going to show up? How are we going to show up? You know, on the first page of Google, if my website is trash, you know what I mean? Like, I've got no experience making a website, so I don't know. I don't have backlinks or you know, anything else over there.
Okay. Do you want us
you guys
to create
that at all?
Do you want us to create just a new website for you?
I don't know.
Well, it won't cost you anything extra. It's included in the price itself. So it's usually included in the packages. But when a client has a website, I usually don't really mess with it because they typically like their website. If you want us to build it for you, we can build you out a Google. I mean, it's a WordPress website, but it's compatible with Google One. It's also compatible with your iPhones and tablets and Androids. So there's never going to be anything that's cut off. It's always going to be professionally made right then and there. That website can be up and running within 7 to 14 days.
So I'm hesitant about WordPress only because, like, I tried to build a WordPress website before.
Okay.
And it was such a learning curve. And then if I put it down for any period of time, I'd go back to it and I wouldn't remember how to do anything. So I'm afraid that if I ever had to work on my own website, now it would be like, well, now I don't know what to do. You know, I had a good handle on Wix because it's so easy.
Right. It's kind of plug and play there.
That seems like a...
And to your question there, it's that we do the backlinks, but it's to the Google Business Profile itself. Again, remember, like, it's going to be – it's connected to your Google Business Profile, so that's where the programming is going to be. So that way they see the whole profile, and if they want to click on the website to go to it, they could also click there, and then they can contact you directly with your phone number at the top.
Okay, well, yeah, so my website is already on my Google.
Yes, yes, I see it. And to be completely fair with you, your website is not bad at all. Trust me, I've seen some websites where I'm like, who made this? So you actually have a pretty decent website.
The actual website, you know, given that mine's not that bad, isn't as important as what you're doing with the ads.
Right. The website is just there for show face, so that way if they want to learn more about your company, they can learn more about your company. So it's just...
I get it. Yeah. I mean, I don't really understand backlinks. I guess backlinks are... Okay.
It's really if you're going to do it with – you're trying to push the website alone to the first page. But, again, that comes up at the bottom of the page of Google. So if you just go to Google itself and type in pressure washers, you'll see, like, the map section. If you scroll past the map section, you'll see a bunch of links, and then you'll start seeing websites. Typically, nobody goes there. They usually go to the map section, find the company, their website's linked to that right then and there, and then they're able to do business that way.
I gotcha. Okay, so you guys do front page website building?
What do you mean front page website building? Like a landing page?
I don't know what I mean. All right, so we're going to get on the front page of Google.
Yes.
Like what you just said.
So if I remember this correctly, because I know that you're closing soon. I'm not trying to keep you all night. We're talking to somebody tomorrow, right?
Yes, I can have you guys with my tech team tomorrow. I'm going to book that onboarding call with you guys here. So then that way they can go over and make sure you're programmed correctly, the ads are up correctly, and then also to where you guys want to target is correct as well too.
Okay. We're going to talk to the guy tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The guy,
they're going to offer us, and give them all of our passwords and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So for just like the basic information though, for the Google Business Profile, are you guys still operating out of the 180? Is it Torset? Is that Torset Road?
180.
Are we?
I mean, on Google, yes. That's my dad's house.
Okay.
We don't have a brick and mortar location.
Yeah, let's
right.
leave it.
Okay.
I'll leave it. Yeah, that's great.
You don't want to put
okay.
a fire out?
I mean, whatever. I don't want
to
right.
it doesn't, it doesn't, I just want to make sure that it's still correct. And it shows. So just so you know, we can hide that for you if you want.
Oh. No, we don't want to hide it because people love local business. They
yeah.
want to keep it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it'll still show like the Warren, Rhode Island and then the zip code. It just won't show the physical location, like the actual business address. But if you guys want to keep it, if you guys don't have any problem with it, you guys can have it on there. It's up to you. I just always like to ask my clients there.
Oh, that's fair. Keep it for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, what's the
okay.
professional opinion? Right.
Probably to get rid of it. Some guys have.
Do you think we should get rid of it, or do you think we should keep it?
It's really preference to you guys. I have clients that don't mind, and then I also have clients that's like, I don't want anybody to know where I live. You know, in this case, it's your dad's house, so they're not coming to your house. But
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, if you guys haven't had a problem with it since you guys opened the Google Business Profile, I would just say to just keep it how it is. I just wanted to verify and make sure that that's correct.
Well, my question is, though, if we did change it, would it do anything to our Google listing? We have to verify it, right? If they mail a thing.
Yeah,
you would have to redo the verification for the new address, yes.
Yeah, no thanks. We're good.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I know that's a headache for sure. So, okay. And then, so I'm going to put both of you guys on the account. But
yes,
for
please.
The main person, who wants to be on there?
Me.
Okay. And Sam, is it Sam or is it Samantha?
It's Samantha formerly, yes.
Okay.
Do you have my last name? I don't think you do.
I don't. I was going to ask you, what's your last name?
Oh, okay, yeah. It's Mallo, M-O-L-L-O.
Mallo. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Atlantic Clean RI.
Atlantic.
Okay.
Atlantic Clean. What was it?
Sorry, AtlanticCleanRI @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. Okay. Give me one sec. Let me just make sure I have this correct for you here. Okay, perfect. And I know you guys kind of touched on it when we were talking about it, but services that you guys provide, you guys are doing pressure washing, you guys are doing gutter cleaning, you guys are doing soft washes, window cleaning as well.
Yep, and holiday light installation.
Holiday light installation.
Roof washes.
Yes, roof washes. Okay. Everything that's basically on your website. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, we just added something. Now we do groundwork as well. Sweet washing and
sweet washing. Okay. Sweet washing. And then you said, and groundwork? Is that what you said?
Groundwork, yeah.
Okay.
It's more... Technically, it's flat work. It's like commercial pressure washing, like driveways.
Oh, okay.
Gas stations, like the ground.
Gotcha.
It's not groundwork?
Work.
Oh, sorry, it's flat work. No one calls it groundwork?
Flat work.
Well, I've been saying that wrong forever.
Flat work.
<It's not>
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Okay. Give me one sec here. Just want to make sure I have everything correct for you guys.
Mama, can I put this guy in the microwave? You can put him in the microwave.
Go ahead, 1 minute though, okay? Just hit the one, nothing more, okay?
How about just do it for me 30 seconds?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's even better.
How old are they?
Sorry. 5.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're so smart. My nephew is 7, and I'm like, how do you know all these things? I'm like, I don't get it. Yeah,
they corrected a pet guy the other day. The guy was like telling him about the ant, and he's like, this is the abdomen. And they're like, no, that's the thorax.
You're like, where did that come from? How do you know?
I was like, where is
he at?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Okay. So I have everything set up for you guys here. Tomorrow, my onboarding call is going to call you guys. What time do you guys want them to call you? You guys said in the morning, correct?
So I was thinking maybe 10.
10 a.m.? Yeah. Okay.
Is that okay? But I know you're in California, so I think that's like 7 a.m. there. So.
That's exactly when we open. So we have that availability for you guys. So if you want 10 a.m., I got no problem booking that for you. You guys will be our first onboarding call of the day.
Oh, good. Nice and fresh.
Yeah. We'll all have our coffees ready.
Sounds good.
And then I didn't ask, and I apologize, but your husband's name is?
Joseph.
Joseph. Gossip. Joe. Gotcha. Good name. That's my cousin's name. So everybody will have their coffee. Joe will have his medicine bomb with him to make sure that he gets better there.
Garlic and chicken broth.
Yeah, you gotta stir it too. You gotta chop the garlic up in little pieces, just so you know, because eating it whole, I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh my god, the bird might kill officer.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna book this here with you to secure the first month's payment for the $599. What would you guys like to use to secure that payment? Is it going to be a business credit card or is it going to be a debit card?
Credit card. Do you take AMAT?
Yes, we do. And then, so on that card alone, is it the business name as Atlantic Pressure Washing, or does it have your name on there?
Both.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
It's actually under our Atlantic Pressure Washing, the DBA.
Okay.
So it's actually under Atlantic Home Services, LLC.
Okay. Let me make that change here for you.
But it's going to be my name, actually. So you can just do it under Samantha Mala. It'll go through.
Okay. It's going to still send as a business invoice to you guys, so that way you guys do have that tax write-off at the end of the year as well. So I just want to make sure you guys have that coming through to you. Let me see here. Perfect. Okay. And then I know the address that you gave me earlier was your father's address. Is that going to be the billing address?
Good question. No, it's going to be 178 Whipple, like the tree, Ave. And that's in Barrington, Rhode Island, 02806. What do you want?
Oh, 02806?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Let me just change that for you guys there. Okay. Oh my gosh, it's how cute. What kind of dog do you guys have? I hear him crying.
Oh, she's a black lab golden doodle, and she's not.
Oh my gosh, how old are they?
She's just one.
She's one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I have a 7-month-old Doberman, and she is a ball of joy, to say the least.
She's intense. 7 months is crazy.
She is. We have her in dog training, and like our first day, the dog trainer was like, yeah, you know, she's going to be like a 12-hour day with her, so just take her home, you know, and just don't do anything with her. She's just going to go to sleep. Yeah, right. She went in the backyard, and she started doing donuts. I was like, yeah, they didn't work you hard enough over there.
They're thinking of a different type of dog, like a little dog.
Yeah, we told them about it. They were like, we've never heard of that happen. I was like, well, you never met my dog before because she's got just a ton of energy here.
You're a good person because it's so hard.
She's fun. She keeps the life in us. That's always good. I have everything set up here for you guys. This is Amex American Express here. For the card number itself, I'm ready whenever you guys are for that card number. After I take it, I'm not going to purchase anything yet. I'm still going to set a security question with you and Joe, and then I'm going to walk you guys through the voice verification that is also going to be sent in writing for the pricing structure alone, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are for that card number.
Oh, and there's no early termination fee, right?
None. Nope, no cancellation or pause. So if you guys go to like, you guys want to go on vacation or whatever it is and you guys want to pause the service for a month, please let us know. We can pause it. There's no charge for that stuff either. Okay.
Oh my God. I never would have thought of that.
Well, now you know.
Thank you. Yeah. We can pause it for like, we like go away for a month or something. We can pause it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That way you guys don't get charged for that month because you're not going to be working there. So you're going to be on vacation.
Yeah. Mom is not picking up the phone.
Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to detach.
I'm sorry. So it's 3727 047 014 710 10.
Okay. Can I read that back to you?
And then the expiration. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay, let me just make sure I have it correct for you. I have 3727-047-014-71010.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. And then you were saying the expiration date is?
6/29.
Okay. And then the security code, I think it's a 4-digit code for the Amexes.
Right, they put both, so it's so confusing. 3658.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that either. I've had our clients like give us the 3-digit, and they're like, "Oh, card declined." They're like, "That's impossible." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, it's the verification, it's the security code. Give me the 4-digit." So I don't like to scare people like that either. I'm gonna set a security question for you guys. It is an added form of protection for you, so we do always make sure that we're either talking to you or Joe. When we do call you, we will ask you when you guys call in. We will ask you as well. It's just to make sure we're talking to you guys about your account here only, and it's to make sure that you guys are only talking to us about your account as well. So we don't typically get people that call you claiming their local splash, but we always do make that protection that if anybody did claim that they are local splash or calling for more money, if they don't ask you the security question, please hang the phone up and call us directly. We'll be able to do an investigation for you guys at that point as well too, okay?
Okay, great. Well, real quick, if this phone dies, can I just give you another number?
Yeah, what's the number?
I will plug it in. It's 401-678-6369. Sorry, I just realized it might just know it'll take forever to charge.
No worries. It was,
so the security question.
It was 401. What was it again?
678 6369.
Okay, perfect. The security question, you have your mother's maiden name, you have the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you guys like?
City you were born in, Providence.
Anybody would know that.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't care. How many people are going to call the local scratch? I'm not worried
about
it.
What if it's my first pet?
Absolutely not. Providence, please.
Sparky.
No. Now you're getting in my info. Stop. Charlie's too smart.
You guys are hilarious. Okay, let me just make sure I have this correctly. Okay, perfect.
Bella, can you let Mommy and Daddy finish the phone call? Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, so I'm going to finish up right now for you guys. I know you guys are trying to eat and also take out the kids. I'm just going to walk you through this voice verification really quickly, and then I'm going to send you the Google invite for tomorrow morning. If you have any questions here on the verification, just ask me, hey, what do you mean by that? And then I could always clarify for it. Sometimes they word these things a little weird, but I do want to make sure you guys have a firm understanding before I do make that transaction, okay? Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Atlantic Pressure Washing.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Samantha Mallo, partner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Samantha and Joe, because I know Joe's there, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in is the Providence, okay? Not Sparky.
Oh, no, forget that info.
All right. So do you guys agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I have a customer support number here for you. Would you like to write it down? I'm also going to give you guys my extension here so you guys could always get a hold of me if you guys need to. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. Okay, 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make a note and then share it with him so we can get together. Splash. Perfect. Charlie. Okay. Is it EY or how do I say I?
IE, yes.
Okay, Charlie. Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the phone number is going to be for customer support. This is what my tech team for the onboarding call is going to call you on tomorrow. It's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Now, that's my number as well. If you want to get a hold of me, it's the same exact number, just extension 203 at the back end of that, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement? I know this is worded a little weird. That's why I said that. As for this, we just want to be on the same page here. So we don't want you guys to pay for anything that is double, right? So anybody that's calls you and says, hey, we could do SEO for you guys, you could just let them know, hey, we already have a company that's doing that. Thank you, though.
Oh, yes.
And then you can hang up. Yes. I have to ask this question, yes. So they just want to make sure that all of us are on the same page, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you guys are getting those results that you guys are putting your advertising